So here we are, and we're going to watch a collection of David Fincher music videos.
Yeah, in my living room in Tucson.
Together.
Together. There's a playlist.
Yeah, we'll share the playlist.
I mean, you will have, like, noticed that we are posting a playlist, like, before you even hear this. Like, basically, you should have watched it already if you are, like, doing your assignment.
Yeah. Though we'll talk all about it. And you probably have seen some of these David Fincher music videos.
You definitely have.
You can't avoid it. But then it's also, like, this music video director to, like, mainstream director is such an interesting thing. So I'm curious to see, I've obviously seen some of these videos, but curious to see, like, any through lines in his work, because I kind of feel like there's not.
No?
Like, in his, like, movie, like, yeah. You know, the Fight Clubs, the Sevens, the bleh.
Yep.
It's hard for me to figure out exactly what his, like, thumbprint is, but, like, in the music video world, I can very clearly see what his deal is.
Yeah. So, aside from having already previously seen some of these, have you watched this through yet?
Yeah, I think I have completed it.
I also watched it through and took a few notes.
Oh, I definitely didn't take notes.
Not crazy notes. Just things that I noticed.
Yeah.
First David Fincher movie that I saw was his debut feature film, which was Alien 3.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen that.
Because I was...
if I have, I don't remember it.
Very obsessed.
With Alien?
Oh, yeah, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Which... for me, and it's crazy because I knew who David Fincher was prior to seeing that movie because he won an MTV Video Music Award for directing Madonna's Express Yourself video.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. That is a very, very, very much a through line.
Okay.
Aesthetically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're looking at all the thumbnails and it's like these faces, you know, and it's like pretty like stark, contrasty.
Right.
Shit, which I can see in his work, though, like, the whole color palette and everything, like, it doesn't feel this way to me.
Yeah.
Like, tonally it feels different, but, like, I mean, these are some up-close faces.
Yeah. We're watching 7 music videos live.
Yeah.
Well, live, here with coming us to now. You, coming to you pre-recorded.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to play them all. We're starting with Straight Up, Paula Abdul.
Yep. Let's go.
Let's go, girls.
How rare to tap dance in a music video.
Well,
those are some good tap shoes.
Solid sound.
Yeah.
Like. So he worked with Paula Abdul a lot.
Oh, I think it's got to be a lot lower, right? Oh, are we going to hit a bunch of issues with playing all these very popular songs?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's okay.
We'll just put it low.
Yeah.
And if we talk over them, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's fine. I don't think they'll detect it.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so David Fincher worked with Paula Abdul like a hell of a lot. He like pretty much directed almost every one of her music videos.
Dang.
Like all the bangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is very much like when I watched this through, I was like, these were all of the music videos that I loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was like 12, 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like,
Oh yeah, what year is this? 90?
Like 88? 89.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, started watching music videos probably when I was like 8.
Yeah.
But then like, now I'm old enough to actually start having, like, an idea of aesthetic.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, what I actually like.
Yeah, but, like, whatever you're drawn to, like, this stuff informs what aesthetics you like, you know? The stuff that you're just, like, naturally drawn to as a kid.
Yeah. But this is super graphic. Mm-hmm. It almost, like, looks like those iPhone ads.
Oh, yeah, totally. They,
you know.
Yeah, on the white.
With the silhouettes.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it does. It's like, I mean, you're seeing her, like, in all her sexy glory, like, up close a few times, but then it's, like, this is all, like, she's blurred out. It's, like, just about the cut of her, like, figure.
Yeah, it's dancing. All about shapes.
Yep.
Yeah. There's, like, more than just silhouette. There's more texture than just a silhouette.
Yeah.
But it's also so
pretty abstract.
Like, I think that, like Paula Abdul had, like, a big moment.
Yeah.
Like, she was, like, the princess.
Yeah, she was a goddess.
For 3 years, you know? She was, like, winning all the awards.
Yeah, it's and like she got corny at some point, and that's what I think a lot of people, they get, like, tainted. It's like...
Yeah.
You know, the American Idol, the slob kebab, like, messy.
Right.
Silly. Like, right. Frivolous, like, goof on American Idol and shit.
Right.
But, I mean, she's cool as hell on this.
Well, I mean, she is very clearly dedicated to the work.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
She's not, like... a great singer.
No.
But, you know, she's dancer. That Laker girl.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. It's a fun story.
It's a great story.
And she seems like a very positive person.
But also, you know, she references, like, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers mm-hmm. and loves all of that old Hollywood stuff. So yeah. It's like, that's why you get, like, tap dancing in the beginning of this music video.
Yeah. Because she can tap dance.
Yeah. And now we're moving on.
We are.
To George Michael, Freedom 90, which is, like, one of the best music videos mm-hmm. of all time.
Yeah.
Like, and, undoubtedly. Look, technology.
Oh, yeah. And this blue, this, like, cool blue.
Yeah. Like, oh. CDs are new, so yeah. We're seeing, like, a CD jewel
sexy
case
CDs.
And like every fucking supermodel from the 90s mm-hmm. like featured in this music video because yeah. George Michael was like done being an image.
Oh,
that's what this is about.
Okay.
He was like, I'm not, oh god damn it. Naomi, the shape of Naomi Campbell yeah. dancing.
Here she is. Yeah. Also, I know, like, he had such a hard time with, like, the public's constant speculation on his sexuality. And I wonder if he's like, just put these babes out front and leave me alone.
Right. I mean, it sort of is in line with what, you know, like Sinead O'Connor and like Lauryn Hill, who were both artists who were really reluctant to become a product.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to create artwork.
Yeah.
They wanted to be voices that were important in the world, and they didn't want, like, Sinead O'Connor didn't want to be sexy. Lauryn Hill didn't want to be sexy. George Michael didn't want to be a straight hunk. He didn't want to be a heartthrob.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so then they were ostracized for it. And, you know.
Ooh.
Given the sort of, you know, the crazy sort of treatment. Like, oh, look at these crazy people.
Yeah. All the gals look great.
I mean, all the gals look incredible.
The lighting. He's really...
Yeah.
Doing some cool shit with lighting, like making people's faces very bold.
I mean, this is like super commercial.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, there's no way that these seven videos, and not just David Fincher, but like, I mean, I'd have to go back and like do more research on this time period of music videos, but like, this shit is slick.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that this didn't inform, like, the film industry. I mean, it clearly did because he became a feature film director.
Yeah. And it makes sense. Like, music videos do seem like a good way to dip your toe into.
Well, I mean, it was film. The way. I mean, it wasn't the way. A way. But it was a way. And, I mean, the only other person that I can think of right now is Mary Lambert, who directed the Like a Prayer video.
Mm.
And she went on to do feature-length films as well.
Yeah.
I think she did American Psycho. Oh, and, okay. And, Pet Sematary. Or no. Sorry. Mary Harron? I don't know. I'm sorry.
We'll look her up.
I'm sorry, ladies. Lady directors.
No, I mean, it's like, this video, this is a lot of, like...
It's a whole lot of look.
It's a lot of, and, like, intricacies for a music video. Like, this would give you an idea, as a director, what it could be like to shoot a feature... a short film.
Yeah, it's not uncomplicated.
No, it's at all. I mean, there's some,
I mean,
like,
we're blowing up a jukebox right now.
Yes. And we already set a coat on fire.
Right. Both which were symbols of George Michael's past video. Those are metaphors.
Yeah, he's an angsty.
Yeah.
There was a great podcast series about George Michael recently on a Hollywood crime scene that I really loved and, like, felt for him. It was not easy to be George Michael. And, like...
No.
He did it with, like, you know, such grace still, despite, like, just being hounded. Like, he's just, like, in interviews and stuff, I mean... He was always so, like, affable. Like, the way he, like, sort of played it off.
Yeah. I don't
despite
know.
Despite having to deal with so much bullshit.
I know the music, but yeah. I didn't do a lot of... I don't know him, what his personal life is all about, you know?
Yeah.
So, yes, Mary Lambert is... She did direct Pet Sematary and Pet Sematary 2 after directing the Like a Prayer video. And also Urban Legend. Like, she went on to have, like, a career in horror.
Okay.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I just needed to clarify that.
No, I like that.
And then Linda Evangelista.
Such cool faces. Yeah, blowing lots of shit up.
Blowing it all up. Blowing up the image.
Yeah. The musician instead of the image.
Yeah, lots of, I mean, very similar, obviously, in the editing style of Straight Up.
Mm-hmm.
More face.
Yeah, like, he so really loves a close-up.
Lots of close-ups, which, I mean, these men and women I am not mad about.
No.
There's some
interesting
faces.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally interesting.
Angular,
faces.
Cool faces.
What's next? Oh, okay. Express yourself.
And here we have more blue.
More blue.
And it's like, I'm trying to think if his films are blue. Oh my God, love it.
So, I was so obsessed with this video and Madonna in general that, like, I recognized that when she says the "Come on, girls, do you believe in love?" If it echoed, it was going to be the version of the song in the video with horns.
Okay.
But if it didn't have an echo, it was this version without the horn section.
Huh. Oh, my God.
How psychotic was I?
That's amazing. I love that.
But this is Madonna in Metropolis.
Oh, yeah. Okay. With a cat.
With a cat. And... hunky worker men.
Mm-hmm.
But this is definitely the blue version of Alien 3.
Okay.
Alien 3 is warm tone.
Okay. And it does. Well, that's what I think of Fight Club as warm, but then I'm trying to
think. And also, I watched The Game. I watched a couple of David Fincher movies to also, like, in preparation for this. Zodiac is very blue.
Oh, okay.
And I really like Zodiac.
Scary.
Watched, oh my God, that right there.
Epic.
That Bob.
Dude, they love, he is, I mean, he's just making the same shit, but it's not boring.
No
but
way.
It is like all the silhouettes and blue. It's like very.
Yeah.
He had a calling card for sure. And like, I guess in film, there's a little bit. Oh, yeah. Because I'm thinking like, I have seen so many of his movies over the years, but like the last one I saw is that Mank about the backstory of Citizen Kane, the making of Citizen Kane. And it's in black and white, but I could see it being like cool. It's like a cool tone movie, and it's definitely like these gals with their short hair and their sexuality.
Yeah.
And I really liked Mank, but it's like it feels nothing like Fight Club to me. And not that you have to make the same thing.
I mean, maybe it feels more like Zodiac, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I watched The Game.
Yeah.
Warm tone.
Yeah.
That's all I can say about it. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah, you can't really win them all.
Really far-fetched. So, yeah, like, this tone, that's what Alien 3 looks like.
So maybe what I'm realizing about him is that he's just, like, a man of extremes.
This reminds me of the work of Ellen von Unwerth.
Who I'm
pretty sure I've spoken about.
Yeah.
But just, I mean, she's the black and white. Well, no, she did color as well. But, like, just very much this super saturated, super contrasty, like this is like what I was all about.
Yeah,
like when I would like print in the dark room when I was in high school, I would like put on a 4 filter, which is like the highest contrast.
Okay.
Which is like, you know, not really how you're supposed to print, but when you're like in high school and you're trying to like copy the shit that you see like on MTV, then you definitely love it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we're in a high contrast time now. Like a lot of the like, you know, popular imagery is high contrast. And I mean, this more than the other two is like very rich.
Yeah.
In like tonally rich.
Also,
like, this shit looks wacky, almost like Technicolor.
Performances.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of these performances is flat.
Yeah.
Not those supermodels.
No.
Maybe it's, like, who he's working with, but I'm going to just go ahead and say that it is his directorial, like, advice for these people.
Who, right.
He's they are actors in these music videos. But, like, nobody's half-assing their performances. Side boob.
Dude, this is, like, sexy.
Yeah.
You can always count on Madonna to, like, objectify some men a little bit, which I appreciate.
Totally. And to choose to objectify herself.
Yeah. Ooh, my God. The end with the eyes.
Yeah. The superimposed.
Yeah. That is like some Metropolis vibes.
Yeah. This music video is heavy content-wise. Aerosmith, Janie's Got a Gun. Mm-hmm. Super cinematic.
Yep.
Probably like the fatal attraction of all music videos.
Mm.
Salacious.
Yeah.
Oh
my God, this camera is like on a fucking crane.
It's on a journey.
Yeah.
It's like we're slowly being introduced to the band, who are the narrators of the story. They're not characters.
Which is cool.
Totally cool. Oh my God, see? And now we're in a story all of a sudden. Leslie Ann Warren.
Rules. I remember this video from my childhood.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, this daddy is doing all the wrong things.
Well, yeah.
To this daughter. This is a movie.
Yeah, it is.
This is a fucking
movie. No, it's like the way it's edited and like the lighting, it's like blasting things out with light so that you can like transition to something else.
Yeah.
Like using the light as like
yeah.
a transition is so cool.
And,
yeah, this is very narrative.
God. And like this styling, the fashion, all of it.
Yeah, the sets are really great
yeah.
in his music videos too.
I mean, that Express Yourself set, that was wild.
Yeah.
This is like somebody's beautiful fucking mansion.
It's all rich people stuff.
Rich!
Like, he loves rich. Like, all this shit totally. Is rich.
Yeah.
Like, almost like from a different era rich. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like mansions with molding and bleh. Like, all the...
Uh-huh.
Which I guess, like, in the 80s and coming out of the 80s, it's like...
Yeah.
There was that preppy rich, like... You know.
Oh yeah,
vibe.
Into the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like when all of like the yuppies, the, you know, they were like solid in their position.
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
the money now.
Yeah, and
yeah.
they wanted like the old signifiers of wealth. They didn't want, you know, a sports car out front, but like some fucking columned
right.
mansion.
Yeah, totally.
We're even getting lots of, like, dance performance out of these boys.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Steven
Tyler.
Does that.
Steven Tyler's
He's crawling on the ground, though.
Yeah, he's gonna Steven Tyler.
Yeah. He's pretty great. He's another
great
one
performer.
Where, like, time has made him look corny in a way, but, like,
yeah,
he's amazing.
Well, that's an attempt to stay relevant, which really fucking sucks.
I know. You gotta just, like, do your thing and wait for, like, it to be popular again.
Yeah.
Because it always comes back around
it
if you're good.
It always comes back around.
Ugh.
I was into Aerosmith.
Yeah.
I had some of their tapes. I had Pump and I had Permanent Vacation.
Okay. I never owned any... of their stuff, but I mean, I wouldn't turn it off. And it was
oh,
like
sure.
this shit was on
yeah.
MTV, you know.
Yeah. I recently talked to a friend who really was like, oh man, I like, you know, a few years ago, like he like somebody like kind of opened his eyes back up to Aerosmith,
mm-hmm.
and he did like a deep dive.
Oh, cool.
And like re-listened to like all of the Aerosmith, and at a certain point. Which I feel like is probably after this album, they stopped writing their own songs.
Weird.
And then, you know, just became...
Pop?
Poppy. That's like all the Alicia Silverstone stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not kicking that out of bed.
No.
That shit's fun. And those videos
it's
are amazing,
fun.
Too.
Oh, yeah, totally.
With Liv Tyler.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, they have like narrative cool music videos.
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to make art, I think, you know, art,
well,
expression.
I mean, I said...
Entertain.
I did already say it before, but I do feel like we are hitting the height of huge budget.
Yes.
People are, like, very much taking music videos very seriously. Look at this thing.
Yeah, no. It,
you know?
Like, how many locations are we dealing with here? It's crazy.
Right. And actors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
no, it's like I
extras.
Work on music videos. It's never this.
Right.
The scope is never this big. Even if there's money and even if there's like, you know, narrative. And not as much money is put into
Oof.
Them.
Everybody
like.
Is sleeping on Jodie Watley.
Oh my God.
Wake
what
up.
What a gorgeous face too.
Wake
Jesus
up
fucking Christ.
To Jodie Watley. Everybody go fucking listen to Jodie. This is amazing.
So good. I love the like showing the set.
Yeah.
Too. Photo shoot. I love that.
Yeah.
Ugh,
I
black and white.
Have loved this lady like forever and a day. From
one of
like,
the best.
From the time I was 11.
She was.
And I just think that like if you are under a certain age, you don't know about her, and you really should.
Yeah.
And this
I like the text, moving text over the images.
Yeah, me too. That's like that fat, chunky 90s font.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very this moment.
Right.
Looks good now, too.
Yeah. So, the very beginning, we're creeping in on the video, and it's giving us what we're hearing. It's like says hi-hat across the screen, and then bass it goes line. Into bass line. But now we're going back and forth between black and white and color.
Yeah. That's a killer set.
I mean, yeah.
Dark, weird walls, white tulips.
Yeah. Styled. Everything is just like super heavily styled to...
But like not over the top, so your eye isn't going to a million objects. It's going to one thing that seems to like mean something.
Right. And also more performance. Like,
and this freaking
undeniable
outfit.
Performance.
How relevant is that oversized suit?
Oh, I know.
Like, this is what everyone wants to look like now.
God. These music videos are like watching issues of Vogue.
Yeah.
From the 90s.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. High fashion.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Music notes coming out of instruments.
Yeah.
This could
that
look
ponytail.
So bad, but it looks amazing. Like, all the words, like...
Oh, I know.
It could be so corny, but it's great.
Mess,
yeah.
But it is perfect.
Ugh, all these, like, frozen people as she, like, walks by.
Yeah, she's not frozen. She's Jodie Watley.
Fuck yeah.
I love that, too.
Yes.
Because, oh, man, that hair.
It's really great.
God.
Blunt. Long-ass ponytail.
Long-ass ponytail. Big, giant mane in, like, a kind of weird Elvis-y, Janis Joplin-y bell-bottom outfit.
Yeah. There's a lot of outfits in this.
Uh-huh.
She really is a fashion plate. Look at her.
Echo!
Sick. Dude, this looks very now, in a way. Like, especially the fashion.
Yeah. Different fonts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Editorial.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a magazine with all this text on it.
Yeah.
God, I really hope you guys watch these music videos. I really hope you watched them. God, they're so good.
Yeah. Ooh, there we have the like white background with the like kind of fuzzy face. Blurry just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That shit's sick. She has such a cool demeanor, too. Like, so cool.
Totally. She started out as a Soul Train dancer.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and then she was in Shalimar.
I love a dancer.
Yeah. I mean, I love anybody that's, like... And I'm jealous of anybody that's, like, you know, strutted down a Soul Train line.
Yes. Oh, she's out of here.
She's out of here. Don't talk to my blunt cut ponytail.
Yeah. It's so yeah.
Chop.
Bye.
Okay, so I put this one on here because A, it's more Paula, which he also did Cold Hearted Snake.
Oh yeah.
I might expand this playlist
after
we talk about it, because we can't talk about like 18 music videos.
No.
But like this one is like, so it's Paula Abdul, The Way That You Love Me. First of all, we can see choreography.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when you when a music video doesn't let you see the choreography. You're, like, way too close up or jumping around too much to be able to actually see what's happening with the choreography.
Oh, my God. That was so frustrating to me as a young dancer because we would try to, like...
Take
the music videos and, like, bring them to class and kind of break it down and figure it out. And it's, like, there would be times that it's just, like... sweeping by faces and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I just want to learn
annoying.
What Janet's doing.
I just want to do this in my living room.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Come on, I miss you much.
Just give me like one chance to see it through and then you can move on.
Right. I mean, I would record them and then like rewind them and learn the dances.
Yeah. Slow it down.
The other reason is because this, to me, is like, it's like all, it's a song that's about like, you know, I'm not impressed with your material things. And it is a commercial. It's like so product placement.
Yeah.
Like, I that's feel like this was something that, I mean, this is the video that sort of exemplifies like the advertisements that are in Vogue magazine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very 80s materialism, Ken dolls and...
Yeah, very late 80s.
Oh.
But you know what I mean? Like, for them to have, like... I want to know more about their relationship.
Yeah.
You know? Like, obviously they liked working together.
For sure.
And I'm sure she had tons of input.
I know that she's, like, a perfectionist, like, to, like, a wild degree.
Yeah.
And I could see him, like, relating to that. Like, them being meticulous folks.
Right.
And, yeah, like, what you said about her being a hard worker.
Yeah.
He's nothing if not, like, a hard worker.
So,
he, like,
actually...
stays grinding.
I watched a VHS tape of, oh, my God, more tap dancing. Which you wouldn't think it would work, but, you know...
Man, there should be more tap dancing in general. Tap is fucking cool.
Yeah.
So,
I watched a VHS tape that was, like, just all Paula Abdul videos, and there are, in between each of the music videos, she does talk about making the music videos.
Okay.
And working hard, and who she is.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch it. But that's what inspired me to actually put this together.
Oh, cool.
It was because I realized how many of them were directed by David Fincher, and then I wanted to explore, like, his other work.
Yeah.
American Express cards. Those are super late 80s, 90s.
Yeah. Iconic. Yeah, it's interesting because his movies are very dude.
Yeah, they're
like
super
most
dude.
Of his movies. It's like that's I've seen all these movies with men, or at men's houses.
Oh,
like
yeah, okay.
It's just such a thing. Like Mank is the only one which I actually didn't know was directed by him when I watched it.
Yeah,
and but all the rest, it's like it's very dude. But his all music videos are very femme.
Super.
Yeah, like bold femme.
Yeah, like penultimate right now Vogue video.
Yeah,
which I feel like most everyone has seen.
Yeah.
But this is kind of like, you know, we're going back to some old Hollywood shit.
Yeah. Which, I mean, he gets to do that in Mank, and it's great. But I think that in his movies, I mean, maybe like, yeah, his music video career is like very femme, and then his film career, at least the beginnings of it, was very mask.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, I've done a lot of this, I want to do more of this.
But he did actually start, you know, with directing Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Who
a bold
was
babe.
The main character.
Yeah.
She's the action hero.
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
Definitely an action.
Well, that's a good fit then.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure I've seen that movie, at least in parts.
It's really, like, people don't really like it.
Yeah.
They call it, like, the worst alien movie. And it's it's fine, you know.
Yeah.
It was one of those movies that was plagued by, like, too many rewrites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, over too many years.
More columns.
More columns.
More feline.
Oh, yeah. Somebody must have analyzed this thing to death. And, like, what did they build to put her on and spin her around?
A rotating little platform.
Yeah.
I just used one of those on a music
cool.
video.
Nice. And then, duh, who doesn't know this choreography?
I know. And look at these fucking Ken dolls with their slick hair.
Well, these are all of her dancers from the Blonde Ambition tour.
Cool. Oh my God, this Hollywood scene.
I know. God.
What is it, the 1930s? But, like, with way better lighting because you have, like, all this technology.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of like, this bitch kind of video.
Yeah.
Like, look at this bitch.
She's so cool, though. She's like a little kitten or something in it.
Yeah.
She might bite you, but she's, like, very, like, soft. Ugh. Yes. This choreography rules. So weird.
Well, this is all that ballroom stuff.
Sick.
You know, this is, like, you know, really very much part of a conversation today of appropriation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I like the,
iconic cone boobs.
Yes. The, like, modern dance stuff that was happening, like, Whitney Houston and a lot of her videos, there's, like, odd modern dance where there could just be, like, party girl jumping up and down.
Oh,
but it's, like, lots of, like, pirouettes and, like, weird leg, like, movements that aren't super, like, hot girl shit. They're a little bit odd.
Right. Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
It's so kind of unexpected. I mean, backup dancers really got to work a lot more in this era also.
Yeah. They didn't just have to be generic.
Yeah, they're like characters doing different things. They're not like little clones.
Yeah. I'm not high right now, but I did watch this once through high.
Yeah?
And it was great.
I bet.
I was.
This is like hypnotic.
Practically doing backflips.
Yeah.
I get so excited when I'm high, when I watch stuff or look at things or make artwork.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's kind of part of the deal.
For sure. Look at those dudes were like skinny.
Yeah.
They weren't like...
Well, those dudes are from the ballroom scene.
Right, yeah.
You know? Like, she hired them out of that world.
I like that they're showing their little skinny bodies off.
Skinny bad! You know. Stone men.
Yeah. Not quite stone men.
Well, pebbles.
Yeah. I like it all.
Well, that was it.
Sick.
This is,
Is this David Fincher?
Well, it's not part of the playlist. I don't think it is, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
I guess I love David Fincher. It's nice to see them all together. Because these are, these are, like, speckled throughout my childhood, you know?
Yeah. Maybe I'll throw a few more Paulas in there and see mm-hmm. what other weird random ones there are to just throw in.
He made, quite a few.
Yeah,
and that is, like, a good way to learn the grind before you do... I can't imagine just showing up to a film set cold.
Right.
But, like, music videos do feel like...
People have done it, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
It's like music videos, you get to be super creative, but then it's like it lasts like a month instead of months.
Right. I mean, I wonder what like pre-production on some of these things were.
Yeah.
Because some of these were like big deal.
For sure.
You know what?
Probably still super tight because they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and also
and that's probably good at training you to...
I feel like... Because these, like, music videos basically are, like, promotional materials, right? For, mm-hmm. like, these people.
Yeah.
For these artists. And I think that, I bet you, I mean, I'm sure that, like, these were probably much lower budgets than you expect, than you would expect. And it's just, like, the ingenuity of, like, the director to actually create something that looks much more opulent than they have the money to do.
Right.
So it's like getting creative with your budget.
For sure. And also navigating persona, because there's like a different, like music videos, it's just like the demand is to like push forward a certain persona of these artists.
Yeah.
Where, like, film, you're creating characters in a different way that I'm sure he must have felt a certain amount of freedom once it's, right. like, it's not talking to record labels about, well, she can't look like this, or it's got to, we really want her to be more sexy, so it's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
you
yeah.
can't do this thing. And it's, right. like, there's a negotiation there for sure, but, like, at the end of the day, it's not about you as the director. It's about...
Oh, because, like, I mean... I feel like there was... It only... I feel like after a while, they stopped even taking the director credit off of...
Mm.
You know, it's like... Nobody really knows who directs music videos.
It's almost Everybody like directed always, by committee at this point.
Well, people are always like, oh my God. You know, like, just like Tierra Whack, for example.
Oh, wow.
When people are like, oh my God, she makes the best music videos.
Oh,
she
yeah.
just comes
oh,
up yeah. with the craziest shit.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, that's a collaboration
tons
between
of people
her
involved.
And like the director.
And so many people, production designers, creative directors.
Right. And it's like, yes, she is insanely creative.
Yeah.
And she is putting forth those elements, but it's not... Like, Madonna didn't make the Vogue video.
No, and, like, I feel like once you get further down the line, like, you... Like, Tierra Whack probably at one point was generating more ideas, but now your job as a director is to know her
right.
and her sensibility and pitch things that suit that sensibility.
Totally.
So, like, she might show up to set having, like, read the script, like, once or twice and been like, that sounds cool, but she probably doesn't have time anymore
right.
to be, like, on the ground from the beginning. But it's, like, the other creative's job to, like, know what would be cool for her.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, it does seem like a good training ground. And I've known people that have gone from music videos to feature films and short films,
yeah.
too. And it does seem like it translates pretty well. But also, like, it does seem like, in a way, a little bit of freedom. Like,
yeah,
from outside of the fame of it all.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you in this time period that we just watched videos from, I bet you it was much more regimented.
Oh, my God.
I bet you so
yeah.
much more, so many more rules about, you know... I mean, right before this, those weird music videos we were watching on Night Flight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And they're so simple compared to this.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just like, we're going to shoot in a street, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, close one street down and just do a little bit of wardrobe. There were, like, no props. Like, there was no production design.
In this weird gym.
Yeah.
Locker room.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Those are low budge for sure.
Yeah, that's like 1984 though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
early days.
4 years later. I'm gonna say yeah, probably earliest in here is 1988, 89. So in that
yeah.
short amount of time, music videos just fucking blew up to this like scale of like having much bigger budgets. Of being much more important.
And the possibilities. It's like, I'm sure when music videos became a thing, record companies were just like, oh, it's great that, like, it's another place they can, like, see their faces and, like, kind of fall in love with these
totally.
Artists. But not necessarily thinking that, like, you had to or could do things with narrative and visuals that are, like, gonna blow people's minds. But, yeah, like, if you can get people talking.
Yeah.
Then they're gonna, you
know, and then also
buy,
you know, like especially for like the bigger artists, like Madonna, you
yeah.
know, or Janet.
Yeah, you can't opt
like
out. You're a visual artist, also.
They would do on MTV. It would be like the world premiere,
oh, yeah.
music video event.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would like be the world premiere
countdown,
and then they would like for like the first few days, they would only show it. They would even tell you in the commercials, like, it's going to be back on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it was, like, literally making people,
get
like,
your VHS
tune,
ready.
Tune in to MTV at specific times to, like, see the world premiere of, like, the Like a Prayer video.
Yeah.
Which was such a huge deal.
Yeah.
Same with, like, the Vogue
and
video.
And pissed so many people off and, like,
yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah
then,
it's cool. It was a fun era.
And then... You know, and then it was like on every fucking waking minute of your life.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, fucking Burning Crosses again. God,
yeah,
I can't watch this again.
Yeah, no, they definitely wore some shit out. Where you're like, how many music videos are there? Like, certainly there's more.
I know.
And then I remember when we got in Michigan, we got the box, which was a secondary.
We had the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, there's so many more music videos out there. Because MTV really was catering to the most popular music. And then there were all these other, you know, categories that the box was playing. It was so fun.
Yeah.
I love music videos.
I mean, that is one thing that sucked about MTV is that, you know, I mean, they were showing hip hop videos like throughout the day, but like really there was like a half hour that was really designated for, or maybe it was an hour that was designated on Yo MTV Raps.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which you can watch episodes of Yo MTV Raps on Paramount Plus.
Oh, cool.
Which is really fucking cool.
Yeah.
If you are interested in exploring like the genre of rap and hip hop from like the early 90s,
yeah.
I recommend that. I put it on and I was just sort of like flabbergasted about some of the things that I was taught about like rap music when I was like young, which was like they're all just preaching violence and they're all just talking
about, you know,
and it's like no, they're way actually broad. Asking for people to not be violent towards them.
Sure. Yeah. You know?
There's
so many different types of rap.
I know.
So like to have any one message about it is absurd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Really it's really more about their experiences, which is what music should be.
Yeah.
You know.
So what else have you been watching?
Oh my God.
Besides David Fincher music video?
What have I watched? I always say this too. It always stumps me. I can never remember.
What
did I watch that was like so good? I feel like I watched Niagara.
Oh, I don't know.
With Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Before it left the Criterion Channel.
Okay.
On September 30th.
Well, you know, there's this new Marilyn movie, so people are really debating the Marilyn of it all right now.
I know. It's based on a fictional account. It's based on a novel.
Yeah, and we don't know shit about Marilyn, really.
No. I do know that she is incredible in Niagara.
Oh, my God.
And Niagara is... Oh, man. You gotta watch it.
I'm gonna watch it. I love Marilyn Monroe. And I, like, because her image was so, like, present in the 90s, like, I really thought that I didn't like her. But then... like watching All About Eve and like her just for that moment in All About Eve, like she's fucking mesmerizing. I was like, oh, I get it. And then I watched in the theaters here in Tucson, watched The Misfits.
Oh yeah.
And I love that fucking movie. It's a gorgeous movie.
Same with Niagara and same with Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Which I
love.
Also, like,
yeah.
Same thing for me. Like I've only just recently been like, oh, I need to really actually like consider Marilyn Monroe rather than consider her image. Because yeah, same. When I was like in high school, it was like I had like a Marilyn Monroe poster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was really all about like her image. And now it's so weird. It's like she still is like this iconic image. It's like her and like Frida Kahlo and Elvis.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, Audrey Hepburn in that era too. It was either Audrey Hepburn or Marilyn Monroe.
But now you can get those like weird t-shirts with like Marilyn with face tattoos.
Ugh.
Which is just
give me
like
a break.
God, what?
Yeah.
She wouldn't approve of that if she were alive. No. She wouldn't be like, yeah, go for
She's meticulous. Yeah. I've been watching... So I watched Cabaret on the plane.
Oh.
JetBlue has great movie selection.
Nice.
I was like, hell yeah. I watched Cabaret, which is like, Jesus Christ, Liza Minnelli. She's incredible. And like the leaning into like she's a slut in that movie and it's amazing. You know,
yeah.
Like the way she talks about her sexuality, I'm like, this fucking rules. Like, I'm so
that's
glad.
Yeah, that show is that.
It's so good. And
yeah.
It's like for such a huge star... I don't know. It was just, like, fun to watch it. And she, like, plays into it. She seems to be just having such a great time with that role.
Yeah.
Like, you really can feel, like, her joy in performing. And it's, like, oh, she's the best. And it's, like, you know, she has, like, such an interesting face. She's not just, like, a, you know, nondescript, like, pussycat, you know? She's, like, a cool-looking person.
Yeah.
Like, a weird, cool person.
Yeah.
Like, she's a strange lady, you can tell.
Yeah. I love watching her.
Yeah, it was fun. I watched that. I watched that Minari that came out, I think, like last year, about a Korean-American family that comes to America. It's really good and, like, really, like, hits on some shit about family that's, like, the real shit about, like, how families break apart and come together.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty brutal. All the actors are amazing.
Yeah. Is that the one where they live in a trailer? Yeah. Or farming?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's such a babe, too, that actor.
Like, he's glam.
And he's in cool outfits, because it's sort of, like, a time... I don't know, like, it's in the 90s or something, but he's, like, wearing some cool... He has some cool, like, work outfits that I'm, like, I either want to dress like him or I want to date a dude that dresses like him. Like, I can't really decide.
Yeah. What he's in... He was Glenn on The Walking Dead.
Oh, see, I watched that, but only a little bit. He is great.
Yeah.
And then I am continuing my Altman journey because I watched Three Women, and I loved it.
Yeah.
I had seen it, but I didn't remember shit.
I know.
And it's like, oh my God, freaky ass Shelley Duvall, and like in her yellow, and then, ugh, she's so fucking weird. And it's like, it made me sad. Her character, like, is having such a hard time connecting with people. Millie and Pinky. She's, like, having such a hard... She wants to connect with people so badly, and it comes across so weird. And it's just, like, very subtle how people make fun of her in the background. But I've known people like this. All they want is community.
Yeah.
And they just can't figure out how to say things that don't make people feel funny and want to, like, flee them. That is
so crazy, because I went to college with this girl who definitely, like, had Shelley Duvall vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same thing. Like, everybody was just like, oh God, here comes that weirdo.
I hate it. Like, I would hang out with Shelley.
Oh my God, like, you're a weirdo too.
Yeah, everyone's a fucking weirdo. It was like, I really love that movie. And, like, the choosing a setting of, like, a geriatric spa as, like, the thing with their, like, little purple robes, and then, like, Sissy Spacek has to, like, pin her little thing, like, her bathing suit, because it's, like, way too fucking big. Like, it's just, like, these little details that I'm, like, oh, my God.
I need to rewatch it. I've seen it a couple of times, but it's, like, one of those things where, you know, I just keep growing as a person and growing as a, like, cinephile, I suppose. And I think it's time for me to rewatch some of those things that I really didn't really get.
Yeah, it's definitely a different experience.
Or, like, content-wise. So I feel like I'm just I'm a different viewer now.
Yeah. Well, do you remember all the frescoes, like the painted pool in that? Because I could see your work, like, having, you know, being able to pull inspiration from that.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, those set me on fire.
Yeah.
And there's really cool publicity photos, like, in, like, of Shelley Duvall, like, in the pool, like, stuff, scenes that didn't happen in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But it's, like, it's that cool blue tonal, like, frescoes.
Yeah.
And then her in her bright yellow. And they're some of the, like, most gorgeous, like, photos. Like, oh my God, those frescoes are amazing. It's, like, dicks. It's, like, lots of dicks.
And, like, a serpent lady or something. Yeah.
Yeah, because she's expressing herself and her angst, like, in a serious way for, like, cheating gross husband.
Yeah.
The third woman.
Just really quick about Niagara. It's just one of those timeless movies where you don't feel like you're watching something from 1953, I believe.
Oh, cool.
And I feel like a lot of people would say that Niagara Falls plays a character in the movie, but I actually think that the way it is shot is so incredible. It is almost like you're watching this mystery thriller that is set within a nature documentary.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have to watch that.
It's riveting.
Cool.
Yeah, and the other woman in it, I don't remember her name. She's the other female lead. She doesn't play a damsel in distress, although she could.
Mm.
She plays it like, I gotta get the fuck out of this situation. Yeah. It's really
pragmatic.
Cool. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Well, that was us.
That was us.
You're Paul, and you're at You Don't Want to Go In There on Instagram.
And you're Caroline, and you're at Womanhood.
And we are Release _ Pod, and also www.release.pictures. And it was nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk at ya.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, bye.
Bye.